Hi, I'm Sharon Pearson with the 7 Jamaican and Caribbean weekly news items you may have missed for the week ending June 12th, 2020. These news items are brought to you by Jamaicans.com. This week's news: senior students in Jamaica back in classrooms under new normal. No mask, no entry was the rule of the day as schools in Jamaica reopened on June 7th for revision classes to students sitting external examinations. The new COVID-19 rules also include physical distancing and sanitation stations around the school. Some schools will be employing a shift system in an effort to adhere to the new safety guidelines. Tourists visiting Jamaica will be tested for COVID-19. In what seems to many as a policy reversal, all tourists and Jamaican nationals arriving on the island after June 15 will be tested for COVID-19. The announcement was made by the Jamaican Minister of Health and Wellness, Dr. Christopher Tufton. The government had initially stated that tourists would only submit to voluntary testing. Jamaican Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett said this week that 70 flights are expected to arrive in Jamaica between June 15th and 30th, carrying approximately 5,000 to 6,000 visitors. This week's Caribbean news. People in the Caribbean want statues of Christopher Columbus and others with a legacy of racism removed. The protests across the United States calling for justice, an end to police brutality and systematic racism has impacted the Caribbean. People living in Barbados, the Bahamas, and Trinidad and Tobago have called for the removal of colonial-era statues of men with a legacy of racism. There are monuments to Christopher Columbus in the Bahamas and Trinidad and Tobago. In Barbados, there is a statue of British naval commander and slavery sympathizer Horatio Nelson. Bolstered by the thousands of signatures on change.org, momentum is growing by these Caribbean islands for the removal of these statues.
It's time you started hydrating right with Grace Coconut Water. It's a refreshing wave of cool hydration in every sip. No sugar added. Grab one today and drink in the benefits. Hydrate right with Grace Coconut Water.
Are you ready to reach the world with your event, business, or product? This weekly news summary is syndicated to over 60 radio stations worldwide. We invite you to become a sponsor today. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. This week's diaspora news. Jamaicans across the diaspora to celebrate Jamaica Diaspora Day on jamaicans.com Facebook Live. On Tuesday, June 16, 2020, Jamaicans worldwide will join together to celebrate Jamaica Diaspora Day with a full day of virtual sessions on jamaicans.com Facebook Live. The event, hosted by the Jamaica Diaspora Task Force Action Network, JDTAN, in association with jamaicans.com, will highlight the extraordinary work and contributions of the diaspora in collaboration with Jamaica. The worldwide Jamaican diaspora is estimated to be approximately 3 million strong, with the largest concentration being in the United States, the UK, and Canada. This week's business news. Montego Bay Jamaica Airports Limited to invest in solar to save on energy costs. MBJ Airports Limited, which manages the Sangster International Airport, will be investing $1.2 million in an energy project. A 1.0 megawatt MW solar plant will be installed at the airport. The Mexican-owned airport operator expects to recoup its investment in approximately 6 years based on the projected energy cost savings. This week's Arts and Entertainment News. Reggae artist Caution diagnosed with cancer. Antigua and Barbuda's reggae artist Caution has been diagnosed with stage 3 colon cancer. The diagnosis came 7 days after he was rushed to emergency surgery on November 19th in Palm Beach, Florida. Caution, who was born Gregory Bailey, has a career spanning over 30 years and has been an opening act for veteran musicians Third World. Now for this week's sports news. West Indian cricket team travels to England for a 3-test tour. The West Indies cricket team travelled this week to England for a three-test cricket tour. The team departed from Antigua after each player returned negative COVID-19 tests. They will be quarantined and tested again as they begin the seven-week tour. The team consists of 39 players from various islands in the West Indies. While in England, the team will live, train, and play at the cricket ground in what some describe as a biosecure environment. Thank you for listening to the Jamaica Weekly News Summary, brought to you by Jamaicans.com. You can listen to this podcast again at Jamaicans.com. We invite you to become a Weekly News Summary sponsor. Contact us at news@Jamaicans.com. I'm Sharon Pearson, and you can listen to me on Fridays at midday at TonitUpRadio.com, on Saturdays from 11 a.m. to midday at TheEnglishConnectionMedia.com, and on Sundays between the hours of 6 and 9 p.m. at E2OnAir.com for The Conduit Show with Peter G. Remember, the word is power, and there is power in the word.